Startled, she glanced up at the prisoner, taking a moment to realize he was drawing on the Force to see her.
"I know how to use a lightsaber," she said defensively.
"I could teach you how to use it properly. Not as a clumsy weapon guided by hate and anger, but as an extension of yourself that protects and defends those in need."
The interrogators glanced over, their curiosity piqued by the exchange. Noticing them, the Sith stood up, suddenly self-conscious about sitting on the floor as if subservient to them.
"Carid warned me to watch for your tricks."
"This is no trick. Carid is afraid of me. You sensed it. But I am not afraid of her."
"Because you are stronger?"
she sneered.
"Because the light teaches us not to be afraid. Don't you want to live free of fear and anger and hate?"
For a second, Nos D'Aral felt a connection with her, and he thought he might reach her. Then a wall of blackness fell between them, and the connection was gone.
"Your friends are dying out there," she said, her voice filled with spite and venom. "Can you feel it? Darth Carid and her ship are tearing them apart. I should be at her side for this victory, to share in the glory. But instead, I'm here watching over you."
"Then go. I'm not the one keeping you."
One of the interrogators laughed, and the Sith silenced him with an icy glare.
"I don't need you or your weapon,"
she said to Nos D'Aral, tossing his lightsaber into the corner of the room with the rest of his discarded property. Then she crossed her arms and stood with her back to the door, staring at him defiantly. The Jedi sighed, knowing the opportunity was lost. But before Hope could slip away completely, the shackles on his wrists and ankles sprang open with a sharp click, dropping him to the floor.
"Farron," he thought.
Nos D'Aral reacted with the superior reflexes and blinding speed of a true Jedi Master, already in motion before the others even realized something had gone wrong. He landed on his feet, his lightsaber flying from the corner and into the outstretched palm of his right hand, the blade springing to life with a sharp hiss. At the same time, his protective goggles flew up into his left hand and he yanked them into place. One of the interrogators slammed his hand on the button to activate the machine. But with the prisoner already free of his restraints, nothing happened. His partner reacted with more sense, pulling his pistol. Darth Carid's apprentice made the wisest choice of all. She turned and fled out the door. The guard with the pistol fired, but Nos D'Aral batted the blaster bolt aside. He saw the second guard reaching forward to hit the alarm and knocked him back with a powerful Force push. Two quick steps closed the distance between them in the small room, and he ended both their lives with a pair of clean, efficient cuts of his glowing blade. Then he raced from the room in pursuit of Carid's apprentice, ignoring his Jedi robe and clothes still lying in the back corner of the room. He saw her disappear around a corner at the end of a 20-meter hall, and he gave chase. She was waiting for him as he rounded the corner, her own lightsaber drawn. She tried to impale him, hoping his momentum as he came barreling around the corner would carry him right onto the deadly tip of her outstretched blade. But Nos D'Aral twisted to the side. Her thrust only traced a thin line across the topmost layer of skin of his bared chest. Ignoring the smell of his own charred flesh, he retaliated by driving an elbow into the Sith's jaw, sending her stumbling back. She threw up her lightsaber in a defensive stance to hold him off. But one-on-one, she was no match for the Keldor. He came at her with a flurry of intense strikes drawn from Juyo, the highly aggressive seventh form of lightsaber combat designed specifically to overwhelm a lone opponent in a one-on-one duel. The chaotic patterns and haphazard sequences picked apart the Sith's defenses in a matter of seconds. The battle ending with Master Nos D'Aral plunging his lightsaber through her chest and out the other side, impaling her as she had originally tried to do to him. As her corpse toppled to the floor, Nos D'Aral was already on the move, headed directly for the Spear's control room to face Darth Carid yet again.